This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has expressed his concern over the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Mr. Trump referred to a meeting earlier in his presidency with King Salman.
I've always found him to be a fine man. We've had a very good relationship. I'm not happy about this. We have to see what happens, you know. We have to see what happens. Nobody knows what happened yet. They don't know over there. But it's a very serious situation, and it's something we're taking very seriously.
Mr. Trump told reporters he has spoken with Saudi authorities at the highest level. Mr. Trump also revealed that he and First Lady Melania Trump would like to invite Khashoggi's fiancée to the White House. Hatice Cengiz said she waited for Khashoggi to leave the consulate, but he never did. There are growing concerns that Khashoggi, a highly placed and frequent critic of Saudi policy, was either abducted or murdered. Senator Chris Murphy is part of a bipartisan group of lawmakers seeking answers from the Riyadh government.
If Saudi Arabia took a U.S. resident, lured him into a consulate and killed him, it's time for the United States to rethink our military, political, and economic relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Turkey has demanded access to search the consulate, and a pro-government newspaper on Wednesday published a report that identified a 15-member Saudi intelligence team believed to be involved in Mr. Khashoggi's fate. The Saudis have called charges of abduction and murder baseless. A national strike has been called for Thursday in Zimbabwe by the main trade union over a new tax on electronic transactions as shortages at stores worsen and the local currency declines. What's being called Zimbabwe's worst economic crisis in a decade takes place less than 3 months after President Emmerson Mnangagwa won a disputed election and vowed to revive the economy. This is VOA News. Asian